Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yep, that just happened.
It just happened. I'm not even surprised anymore.
She's not. She didn't even look at me this time.
No, I knew it was coming.
Yep. What up, y'all?
Welcome.
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes, where we do what?
We make out all things love, life, and laughter.
Yes, and we do that with a raspy voice sometimes. Yes.
Gabrielle like is, Gabrielle, yes, she has a little bit of rasp.
Just a little bit. I don't know what is going on. I went to the doctor today, and she didn't say it was anything. You know how you go expecting to hear like, oh, it's bronchitis. Oh, it's pneumonia. Well, I wasn't expecting to hear it was pneumonia, but she just said it was a virus. I'm like, I've been coughing and hacking like this, and it's just a virus.
And like to add to that, this is the worst I've ever heard Gabrielle sound.
I know, right? I mean, I'm grateful that it's not anything else.
Yes.
But it is a little mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. And the thing is, too, I mean, I'm glad, though, that it's nothing major. And then also because she can't really take anything, you know, extra good. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I did get some scissor herb, though. She had some cough syrup with a little bit of codeine in it.
Tiny, but she can only use it for...
But I can only use it, she said, through the weekend. Take one teaspoon at night. She's like, it says 1 to 2, but just take one teaspoon at night and see how it goes the first couple of nights. And if you feel like you don't need it, don't take it anymore. I mean, because it is a narcotic, mm-hmm. and I am carrying a child. So you have to be cautious about those things.
You carrying a child? Like in your arms?
I forgot to tell you about that big old baby.
Man, just holding out information. I thought you just gained just a couple pounds.
Just in my belly.
Just in your belly. Just in the belly.
It's possible.
I'm like, well, maybe she's been just delighting a few little treats.
Delighting. That's hilarious.
It's the holiday time, you know. Speaking of the holiday, well, first of all, real quick, y'all, make sure you know where to follow us.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right, so make sure I get these right. Let's Make Out podcast on YouTube, so go and actually search that. But hopefully very soon, within this week, we'll be able to change it to a unique name.
Yes.
We have it saved in our calendar. That's the only reason I remember that. Let's Make Out podcast on YouTube. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud, Let's Make Out podcast. iTunes, Let's Make Out podcast.
Facebook and Instagram. Let's Make Out podcast.
And Twitter is Let's Make Out pod.
Yes.
So make sure you go and follow all those. Let us know that you are there.
I'm like, so let us know what. So back to the holidays.
How was the holidays for everyone?
Yes, hopefully happy good. Belated. You say happy belated? No.
I feel like belated, if it's late.
Merry Christmas? I don't know. Do you say?
I feel like belated works.
Whatever. So yes. We just had Christmas.
Happy late Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa if you are celebrating.
Oh yeah, because you're currently doing that right now.
It's so funny. I actually told Babe that we're going to celebrate Kwanzaa next year. I've never celebrated it before in my life.
I'm down. There's a lot of stuff in the city. I'm following people on Instagram here in the city.
Oh really?
It's tons of stuff.
Really?
Yes. There's like at the Arts Garden. There was like little, like a event where like they had like African dancers. Like
really?
Yeah, and like some art stuff. I mean, it's a big old shindig.
I had no clue. sorry. He just in the background,
like
and
always.
He just told me don't say that because That's actually a bad word.
Yeah, we don't.
Excuse me.
We don't say the S up word.
Right.
We don't say S up.
H U T word in the house.
Yeah.
So,
well, the other one wouldn't really make sense.
No, it wouldn't.
Put your
what?
Stuff. Put if you put a put your SH up, you know, that would make sense.
Like, what other word? Okay. Anyway.
Anyways.
So yeah, next year. Maybe we'll celebrate Kwanzaa.
That's right.
I need to do some research.
We need to do some research.
Do any of you celebrate Kwanzaa? Tell us about it if you do.
Raise the hands.
Yeah, so.
We're waiting.
I can't see you.
Yeah, sorry.
So go for it. let's see. But yeah, our holiday was good.
It was very, it was chill.
Well, it was very chill.
Unfortunately, Gabrielle.
I was under the weather
under
still.
Under the weather. But here's crazy. Our baby moon, I was sick. Mm-hmm. Christmas, Gabriel was sick. So, New Year's.
So, basically, you
nobody
got
better
sick.
Be sick.
So, basically, you saying you got me sick.
No, because I never had a cough.
But you still probably have the cold virus.
My fault if you was making out with me. That was your bad.
Babe got me sick. Fun fact, on our first baby moon, I was sick. 5 years ago.
Crazy.
I was sick. So.
It's just the time of the year.
New
though.
Year's Eve. Better not damn one of us be sick,
Nam.
Okay? Not that we're doing anything, because we're going to be on baby watch.
Yes.
But,
Yeah. 2 more days, y'all. Actually, when you're listening to this tomorrow, when you are listening, like, tomorrow, as you listen to this.
Just say Friday.
Friday. We're going to be 38 weeks pregnant.
Friday, yes.
I will be 38 weeks pregnant.
You will not, but I will be 38 weeks pregnant, and that's crazy, y'all.
Crazy.
I can't believe how fast this pregnancy has gone. My nail tech today was just asking me, she's like, do you feel like it's gone fast? She's like, I feel like it's gone fast, but I know I'm not pregnant. But I'm like, I'm the one that's pregnant, and I still feel like it's gone by really, really fast. Like, where did the time go?
I remember when we were like 20 weeks, and I was just like.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember before we even made it through the first trimester, just, you know, because it's like just anxiety on 10,000. During them first 12 to 13 weeks, man. It is.
It is. No, it is.
You don't want to do anything. It's like.
Especially since you, like, if any of you that know our story, like, you know, the fact that we went through, you know, IVF, you know, it's just even more stressful. And like you said, the anxiety is on 10,000.
It's crazy.
Because you're just like, okay, all right, please, just let everything continue to go well. Check up to check up to check up. And then, man, here we are.
Here we are.
Man,
yay!
what a blessing,
we're almost
y'all.
To the finish line.
So, speaking praise of babies, we're not going to be talking about them today on the podcast.
No, we won't. I'm like, why
not
are you
at
speaking
all.
Of babies?
But we're giving you a little fill-in. Because this is the last one. So, Happy New Year. Because this is the last one prior to the New Year.
So, why are you saying Happy New Year already?
Because the next episode will come out and it'll be New Year. So Happy New Year.
Baby, don't say Happy New Year.
Happy early New Year.
Stop saying Happy New Year. It is not the New Year. It is December 29th when they're listening to this.
28th. Or 29th.
Oh,
or
28th.
Or 31st.
See, I can't get it. It could be, if you are listening after the New Year, Happy New Year.
But wait.
But if you're listening on the 28th.
Happy pre-New Year.
It ain't the New Year yet, okay?
Exactly.
So.
But yeah, so.
Oh my goodness.
How's your voice doing, sweetheart?
It's a struggle, but I'm making it.
You are making it. So today.
Sorry if you're watching and I just look.
She doesn't feel that great.
It's not even that I don't feel that great. Like, real talk. I just had an attitude.
She did.
And
I don't know why.
Mad because this was the only thing we had on our list to do today was to film this podcast. Since then, multiple other things have come up that we have to do. So I was like, I don't want to film it and feel rushed. I don't want to record the podcast feeling rushed. And I feel rushed. So I had a slight bit
she
of
did.
A tune.
And I'm she had a booty tube, but I'm proud
I'm
of her for working
out
of it.
Yes, I've been working myself out of it. Thank you for noticing.
Because I was about to walk out the room. It's about to be, you about to have Gabe, the Gabe podcast. No, I'm just playing. I know how to deal with Gabrielle. So I just let her have her little tube. And we keep it moving.
Shout out to Starbucks, by the way.
That she didn't get me. But I'm not. No, that's cool.
It's funny that you said that because I thought you were going to say not sponsored. But
hashtag not sponsored.
I thought that Babe always stops at Starbucks. So I thought really quick, like, maybe I should see if he wants something. Then I was like, he's probably already been there. So I didn't even think about it. I actually stopped because I had to use the bathroom.
That's funny.
I was like, I had to go to the bank. I went to the P.O. box and I went to the bank. And then I was like, I really have to go to the restroom. Where can I go and use the restroom? And I was like, oh, Starbucks. And then I can get me a tea at the same time to kill two birds with one stone. So I got a medicine ball.
I thought when she said, I've got a medicine ball, I'm like, where? Like, I thought I had to go get it out of the car or something.
Oh, you were thinking like the actual.
Like an actual medicine ball.
I actually need to get one of those.
You do.
Too.
That's why I thought
that's
you.
I was like, what do you mean?
You went to Target, so I thought you got a medicine ball.
Completely.
See, that was valid.
I forgot about that. When you said that, I was like, what is he talking about? Why is he talking about a medicine ball? Which I need to put on the list because we need to get
put
that
on
tomorrow.
The list. Check it twice.
But it's called a medicine ball, and it's basically a tea and honey and lemonade. And
it's actually got a good flavor, though.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like a hot toddy without the alcohol.
It's a honey citrus mint tea with one pump peppermint syrup. And it has honey in it. It is actually really good.
It tastes like a hot toddy without the alcohol.
Without the alcohol.
It really does.
That's exactly what it tastes like. It's
so that
really
means
good.
It actually tastes good because alcohol is what makes it taste disgusting.
No, I like hot toddies with alcohol.
But you can't have
one. But I like alcohol. Hey, in a couple of weeks, shawty.
That's right.
I'm going to have me a toast.
Pump and dump,
to this
shawty.
Baby. No, we ain't pumping and dumping nothing. We ain't wasting no milk.
That's right. You just
got
to test
good, it. The milk test strips.
That's
yes,
right, yep.
Ladies, don't be out here pumping and dumping. Get you some milk.
Test strips. If it's good to go, you can use
okay,
it.
Okay, for real.
That's why they make them. Hashtag not sponsored.
I mean, okay.
We want your titty milk to be good, but just...
She wasn't ready.
She can't laugh. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay, so today, y'all.
What are we talking about?
We are going to talk... We've got a ton of topics, but today we're going to talk about... Since this is the new year coming up, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship. We've been entrepreneurs now for, 6+ years, but full-time entrepreneurs for the last like 3 years. Right. Mm. So,
I think longer for me.
Yeah. So longer for Gabriel, yeah. Probably about 7 years for Gabriel, probably.
Not seven, but.
Six and a half-ish.
I never went back after Siege was born. So.
True. So that was in.
At least 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm saying from what you started.
Oh, from once I started, YouTube.
Yeah, I'm thinking six good years.
Yeah, yeah.
Building a brand,
that's
y'all.
True.
If you listen to the last podcast, you know, that's what we talked about.
Yeah.
She built the brand because she did. So we got a great question. I'll just start with a question and then we can kind of go from there. But so question is, or topic is, I'm thinking about working for myself. I'm currently in a 9-to-5 career and will try to transition away from that once I'm making revenue that at least matches my current salary. Mm-hmm. Very smart. But I'm concerned about moving away from all of the benefits a 9-to-5 career brings, health insurance and 401ks in particular. So some questions with that. How did you two make the decision in terms of your lives? I got fired. Moving on. Next question.
You got laid off.
I got laid off. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the term fired unless you were actually like, you did something wrong.
I know.
We're
right?
Firing
true.
You.
So, do you have retirement savings? Which financial services company corporations would you recommend? Healthcare. How do you get it when it's not tied to a traditional employer? And then was it scary to fend for ourselves?
Okay. Well, let's start with question one.
So
that's a lot to remember.
That is. I've just given you a synopsis.
How do we make the term?
Yes.
How do we make the decision in terms of our lives?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start with me because Chad and I were both working and then I quit to become a housewife, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to Tennessee. He worked. And then eventually I got hired at the same company he worked at.
That's right.
And worked there until we had Chad Jr.
But she was building Gay Babe TV.
At the same time, yeah. At the same time, I was still doing YouTube. YouTube was just always a hobby for me.
Mm-hmm.
Something that started as a hobby. It was fun. It was my outlet. And then it started to, you know, gain traction and earn money. And by the time we had Chad Jr., it was making enough money to where it could be full-time income for me.
And she needed to be at home. She wanted to be at home. She didn't need to be, but she wanted to be at home.
Right.
Anyways, first kid, right?
Right. So it didn't make sense for me to go back to work because I'm like, well, I can replace my salary with what's going on with YouTube. And
absolutely.
Babe was still working. So it was like, perfect. So then fast forward.
You're perfect, shorty. Huh? You're perfect.
Thank you, love. Fast forward to like October. Chad got another job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
now I'm like, you're going to come in. And
I was thinking, you said October, it threw me off.
Yeah. Yes.
So October of 2013, we had made the decision that we wanted to move back north from Tennessee, mm-hmm. actually move to Indianapolis, be closer to family. My family's all in the South, but Gabrielle and I agreed that we wanted to be close to her mom mm-hmm. and to Nana because we knew that they just are, I mean, they're just great women. They're great support.
They're awesome.
But at the same time, the company that I was working for was in some
horrible
financial
mess.
Because we were in government contracting and they were just, things were not going well with the contracts. So, I started applying, got a job at McGraw-Hill Education. And so we moved back in October, mm-hmm. started in early November, worked for a year exactly.
Exactly a year.
And then they lost a ton of contracts because it's the same thing. It's like, you know, grading tests for kids all over the country, and they lost a huge contract. And so they did layoffs that the same day they announced it is the same day they did
same
layoffs.
Same day they did layoffs,
So I was one of the newest, you know, highest paid production managers. So it was, you know, easy for them to say, yep, yeah, we'll
let you go.
Let you go. Yeah. So,
you did get a little severance.
I got 2 months severance mm-hmm. plus health insurance that whole time. They took care of me the best that they could, and so
absolutely
no hard feelings. I mean, actually, I hated the job. Honestly, I'll be truthful. Yeah. I liked some of the people, didn't like the others. but I actually just did not like the job. It just was
wasn't a good fit for
me. Wasn't a good fit for me. It just was So
October, once Babe got laid off, we were kind of faced with a decision. Okay, what do we do now? Because mm-hmm. at this point, YouTube was full-time income.
It was.
For both of us, honestly.
It was doing really, it
was
really,
doing
really ramping
really
up.
Well.
We weren't even at 100,000 subscribers, though.
No, I don't think we were.
He had 100,000 in October of 2014.
Well, that's then.
So we had just.
I think we had just hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was good, though. Like, it was still good. It was, you know, good money. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, well, maybe we should just see how this goes.
Yeah.
See how long we can make it before you have to go back to work. Like, there's no sense in rushing out and getting another job that you don't like.
Absolutely.
When you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Like, this will take care of us. This will pay our bills. This, you know, we'll do everything.
Get to be together and work together. Which we enjoy.
Right. I mean, we've worked together. We've worked in the same company mm-hmm. together. So we're used to seeing each other and spending time with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Like, she just can't get enough of this.
So funny. So, we essentially didn't go back.
Yeah.
From October 2014 until...
Yeah, until recently.
Until, like, December, this month
of
2017, we have both been full-time entrepreneurs working from home, and YouTube has been the biggest blessing
Absolutely.
For us. Like, hands Amazing. Down, the biggest blessing for us.
And it still is.
Yeah, still. Like, at this point, like, we're in a position to where it's so funny. People always are like, when they find out we're YouTubers, they're like, oh, you do that full-time? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, and you make money? I'm like, yes, full-time for me and my husband. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's so funny. I had my chiropractor. He was even like, oh, yeah, so that's about, you know, he threw out a number. And I was like, it's way more than that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a blessing. It's more money than I've ever made in a corporate office.
Me too.
More money than Babe has ever made in a corporate office.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, it's a blessing. It's huge blessing.
It's a huge blessing. So a piece of that now. So recently, and it's been a couple years in the making of talks. Mm-hmm. Any of you that follow the vlog, I've been kind of dropping hints over the last few months of, you know, that there's something big that I've been working mm-hmm. on, something that's, you know, popping up that could be really awesome.
Yeah.
So our church, they actually have been, I hate the word courting, but like, you know, they've been trying to get me to come on board for, I mean, seriously, a couple years.
Yeah.
But it's never been right. The timing's never been right. And they never could give me exactly what I wanted. I was mm-hmm. just like, well, look, it needs to be something where I've got autonomy. I need to have the freedom to work from home. I need to be able to have the freedom of working for the decision makers. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, again, I work for myself.
Right.
So it's like, why would I go to something that where I'm going to have to report to 19 people and I can't get anything done? Like, mm-hmm. I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I also thought that I was supposed to be doing something, to, you know, help lead people to Jesus. You know, mm-hmm. I thought that was something that God wanted me to do in some way. And so it finally worked out where the church came with this perfect offer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the perfect, the offer was perfect. The money was right. Like I said, the autonomy, I can work from home, the hours, what I'm doing excites me. So we talked about it and we were like, you know what? That's great. Because now we can actually use all of that money and just put it towards savings or put it towards
student loans.
We can do whatever. Yeah. And Gay Babe TV, the podcast, the clothing store, all that stuff is still thriving and still going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think that we're just excited about it because I actually wanted to have a I wanted to have a challenge elsewhere, do something different while we're still doing with everything with Gay Babe TV.
Right. It was kind of one of those things where because, you know, it was a tough decision to come to.
Very
especially
tough.
When you've been working for yourself for, you know, 3+ years. We've been working together at home for 3+ years. We're about to have baby number 2. And it's just like, is this the right time to go back to work? Or, you know, but like you said, all the things that it came with and the flexibility. And it's just like, you know, it's not going to hurt anything. And at this point, we're at the age, I feel like, where we need to be making as much money as we can. Like, who are we to be turning down money? Because there's always... It's always good to have more money to save, to pay down debt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, we don't need it. Like, we are surviving great off of Gay Babe TV.
So it wasn't about money. It wasn't about taking the job for the money.
Yeah.
I mean, the money had to be right. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't about, like, I didn't go and search for a job. The senior pastor came to me and himself and said, I want to make this work. How do we do it?
So... That's where we are. So that, sorry, long story short. Well, long story long.
Yeah, long story long.
That's how we made the decision.
How we made the decision.
To become entrepreneurs.
So yeah, we were kind of forced into it a bit more than
we were a bit forced into it. And I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Like before Gay Babe TV, I had a virtual assistant company that I started that I worked when I still had my corporate job. So it was always a goal of mine to not work
for somebody else.
Like, it's just not something that I want to do. I know that I thrive outside of corporate settings better.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. She can do those great, but she's got a really creative mind and being able to be creative and, you know, be the Gabrielle that you guys know and love. Is really where she's at home. I mean,
the sweet spot.
And that's where I want her to be. Mm-hmm. You know, so if, like, at the end of the day, if we did need to get a job because we were, you know, lacking money or whatever reason, I would do that anyways because I want her to be able to do her.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's definitely entrepreneurship is definitely something that it takes a special kind of a person to be an entrepreneur.
It's hard work.
I feel like everybody out here needs to be an entrepreneur because it's not for everybody because it's work. Like, man, if you want to clock in and clock out, don't become an entrepreneur because ain't no hours.
No.
There's no, I mean, we could set our own hours, but you're working sometimes 8:00 at night.
Yes.
You know, 6:00 in the morning, on the weekends when you need to get things done. Like, it don't stop, especially when you're working for yourself. Like, you got to keep, keep on it, make sure that money is coming in. So it's not for the faint of heart. Like, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to have it in your mind that you're going to be working.
You're going to bust
really,
your butt,
really
man. You're
going
to grind. You're going to
grind
absolutely. Every day.
Really, really hard.
25/8, 366. It's true, though. You got to grind.
You really do. But it's worth it, honestly. Like, it's definitely worth it.
It is. So. And I think that what's been good, if you can be an entrepreneur, you know, I know some couples don't necessarily want to work with their spouse.
With their spouse, right.
Or, you know, but at the same time, like, for us, it's been great. Mm-hmm. But it's all about finding a balance.
Yeah.
So we found a balance of that I'm the business mind. I'm the one that handles contracts. I will do all of that. mundane, boring stuff.
Yeah, because I'm not here for it.
but that's a very important piece. Mm-hmm. But Gabrielle handles all of the interaction, most of the interaction, you know, I mean, I'd say 99% of the interaction. She handles, you know, a lot of the creativity and stuff like that. She has to, so she's really the face, and in my opinion, she's the face of of Gay Babe TV, because it's the Gabe Fix, it's Gay Babe TV, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so Gabrielle, you know, it is really the face. I mean, I think that, so that's what I want her to really focus on. She enjoys that piece of it. So I want her to focus on that and have the ability to focus on that. So if it was just her, then she'd have to do all of that stuff.
Right.
If it was just me, I'd have to do all that stuff.
So that's another thing to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Like, as you become an entrepreneur, making sure you learn what is the best use of your time.
Yeah. Set roles in the business.
Yeah. Like, in the beginning, you may have to do it all yourself. Mm-hmm. You may have to do your accounting, your invoicing, your, you know, work, everything. But once you get to a point where you can have someone come in and do what is, you know, not your favorite thing to do, that frees up more time for you to do what's going to make you the most money. So, you know.
And what you enjoy doing, right? Because everybody enjoys different things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I actually enjoy, like, the business side, the contracts, that stuff. And you look at it like, what in the world is this? Just take, cause she can do it.
She just doesn't enjoy
that piece, which is fine.
Which is weird though, because I enjoy, well, I guess that's different than the financial.
She loves doing the finances, but
I like doing the finances, but I don't do the business finances either. Like, I don't send invoices and stuff.
It's just become
run me the money and I'm accounted and put it where it needs to
be. It's just become a balance. Like, we just have found a really good balance. And I think that's important, especially if you're doing a business with your spouse. Or even just a partner, right? Just a business partner, right?
You still need balance. You need balance. Somebody's going to be better at something.
Yeah.
Vice versa, you know.
Or, and if you guys are good at the same thing, you still need to figure out what each of you are going to focus on, because if you're both working on the same thing, then there are other things that are falling off possibly.
That's true.
And, you know, you're not growing the way that you possibly could. So so hopefully that kind of answered that.
Okay. So next question, do you have retirement savings? Yes, we do.
We do.
And that's another thing, when you are an entrepreneur and you start making money, you need to make sure that you have become an LLC. You have an actual, like, business structure for tax purposes, for everything. Like, and I'd say for the first couple of years we had an LLC, but we were still technically working as, like, self-employed.
We were paying self-employment taxes.
Which
are crazy.
Was ridiculous. And then we finally had some friends of ours explain to us how we need to be employees of our own LLC.
Yeah.
So we are now employees.
So we
get a salary, and, you know, at the end of the year, we get a W-2?
So, yeah, we get W-2.
Yeah.
We actually set ourselves up we set up a S-Corp. So there's different kind of corporations. Do your research, but, like, go through like, you know, a financial planner, or like even like a
CPA.
CPA. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. CPA. And, like, so we did an S corp, and then, like Gabriel said, we started paying ourselves a salary. We actually pay ourselves, like, we have a 401k with a company match 401k. Right. So we're kind of, you know, you're able to double dip that way. And then, we get a W-2
Which
at the end
our,
of the,
yeah, yeah.
So it's great because it eliminates a self-employment tax that will do you dirty.
Yeah.
Self-employment tax will do you dirty.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so bad. And we didn't know that.
We had no clue. Yeah.
That's why a good CPA and good friends.
Mm-hmm. Get you a good CPA.
Yeah. And get you a good friend.
Yeah.
get you a good CPA.
Okay. That's going to help you save money. Okay.
Yes.
So we do have retirement. We don't have an IRA. We used to have an IRA. And we closed it years ago.
We closed it.
And so now we actually were going to start up one by the end of the year. And I think we forgot about that, actually.
Well, we did.
To get our, like, tax savings. For having an actual, like, IRA, like a Roth IRA.
Yeah. So what we did now, though, we actually have a life insurance policy that is also a retirement. And I can't even go into all the details because it's, like, extra. I don't even understand all of it.
It is.
So, but we did it through a financial planner. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did it through a financial planner. And there are a lot of companies out there. We've worked with Mass Mutual before, mm-hmm. and they've been really good. We've worked with independent, like, brokers.
Yeah.
We found our insurance through our last.
He's out of Nashville.
A broker. No, he's out of California.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out of California, yeah.
Yeah, he's out of California, and he actually found us the life insurance company. So we have this life insurance policy that, you know, we can cash out once we get, you know, to retirement age.
And there's no penalty.
There's no penalty. So the money we're putting into it not only goes towards our life insurance, but it goes towards us retiring as well. And let me say this. Life insurance is key, you guys. GoFundMe is not life insurance.
No.
Don't wait until something happens.
No.
And ask everybody else to help you come up with money to bury your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy, your child, yourself. Honestly, like, GoFundMe is great, but you need life insurance. Yeah. There's so many companies out there that where you can get inexpensive, you know what I'm saying, coverage. Like,
absolutely.
And you don't have to have $1 million policy. But having something.
It's a peace of mind that you get.
Yeah, just having that. Like, it's
it's
crazy how having that, because I'll tell you, before we got life insurance, when we were married, like, I used to always, I don't know, I would just have this fear. Like, it was just this feeling, like, what would happen if something happened to either one of us.
Yeah, God forbid something happened, right?
Yeah, and it's just like, and then it was just like, we would just keep talking about it. Like, okay, we need to get life insurance. Get life insurance. So then we just got some, and we were like, okay, this is just bare minimum. So then we finally got to the point where we were able to, like, up it to a nice, comfortable amount, you know, because they say that you're supposed to have, like, 10 times your annual salary in life insurance.
So we didn't even have our annual salary one time.
Right.
So now we actually have.
So now we're covered.
Yeah, we're
completely
good.
Covered. But I'm telling you, like, the peace of mind that comes with having your own life insurance, making sure your kids are covered, because you never know what can happen. Like, that was just a tangent, but.
It's so true, though, because you just don't want to be unprepared,
yeah,
you know? Like,
absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, you know, there are very good uses for, like, the different, you know, fund me and you know, those accounts are great for different things, but if that's what you're, you know,
relying on
or preparing to use, then you're just, you know,
you're not prepared.
And yeah, so it's just important to think those things through, but it goes back to finding a really good CPA
and a financial planner.
We got our financial planner through the CPA? I think it was.
So
get you a good CPA that does your taxes, mm-hmm. because, and that's another thing, like, with your taxes, like, really quick, get you a good CPA, then they will do you right and get you money back. Like, we actually switched CPAs this year mm-hmm. and for last year's taxes, and last year's 2015 taxes, they got us refund of like over $3,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and
look at that.
So we lost $3,000 because our CPA, our old CPA, great, you know, great person, but missed some things.
Yeah, just what, you know, it's all about finding the right person for your business, the type of business
absolutely.
That you do. Because we have kind of a
unique,
you know, non-traditional situation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, having somebody that really understood it and understood, like, what kind of savings we could get mm-hmm. is, like, key for us. So you want to make sure that you're getting the right people in place to help you with whatever you're doing, whatever
absolutely.
Industry you're in.
Word to your mama, girl.
So,
so hopefully that answered that question.
Yes.
Next one is healthcare.
Yes.
How do you get healthcare that isn't tied to a traditional employer? So I'm actually covered by VA for most of my stuff, and I can go to VA. But dealing with VA can be a slow process.
Yes.
A very long, lengthy process when you're trying to do something simple. Mm-hmm. So Gabrielle, when I was laid off from McGraw-Hill, she went on, you know, the marketplace, and found, you know, insurance, and got a really good coverage for her and Chad Jr. because I didn't need it. But it's crazy because I'm gonna be getting health insurance now with this new position, right?
Yeah.
And I never realized how much I missed having health insurance mm-hmm. You know,
it's a lot to go through the VA, man.
It is. It's just a lot. And you can't do, like, simple things. Like, if I just want to go and, I mean, say I stub my toe and I just want to be able to make sure it doesn't get infected, like, that sometimes can be, like, a 3-appointment process.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, and I get it. There's just a lot of people. But at the same time, it's just, it's kind of frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, it is. So, you get the health care through the marketplace. Like, if you don't have a traditional employer and there is open enrollment, which unfortunately is now closed. It closed December 15th. You used to have until like January, but you know, new people, new laws. So
we ain't gonna touch that.
So yeah, you used to have a longer period of time, but open enrollment is now closed. But I think you can enroll if you have like a special circumstance. So if you get married, if you have a baby, if your spouse loses coverage, or I think even if you lose coverage,
I think there are some special ways
to like special enrollment.
Well, because you get penalized if you don't have health coverage.
Right.
So there has to be a way. Yeah,
exactly. But that's how we got. Well, that's how Chad Jr. and I got coverage, is through the marketplace. Now, I will say that is significantly higher than if you had it through an employer. And that's probably like the worst part of being an entrepreneur, is figuring out this health care and the cost
of
it.
A lot of money.
Because, I mean, you can get it for a low price, but it's all in the type of care and how much you want,
your deductibles, everything.
And all of that stuff. Like, so, you know, one blessing with him taking this job was that we didn't have to get health care through the
marketplace.
Through the marketplace.
And so they cover 90%.
Right. We're saving like $750 on health insurance a month.
So that's $750.
Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's like
so crazy. That's, and then we're all three covered, and well, and all four when baby girl gets here,
right? So that's one of the biggest things to think about with entrepreneurship is the health insurance. But there are ways around it. You can get tax breaks and cuts depending on like what the size of your income is and stuff. So there's ways to make it work. You know,
absolutely.
It is totally doable, but it is there for you. It's not like you're not going to get insurance from anywhere else. No, it's set up for entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
It is there.
Yeah, and you can do some research. Like, you don't have to. You can actually go on there and you can fill out the application. Not even fill out the application, but start the process so you can do all of your investigation into all the different companies, the prices, what it would look like.
All of that.
And so that would be my biggest piece of advice. Like, you know, I think you want to be an entrepreneur, like, do it. You know what I mean? Like, go for it. Don't be afraid. Don't be, you know, make 2018 a, you know, year of, you know, no fear, right?
Right. Be
and
fearless.
Be fearless, right? And so, but go into it prepared.
Yeah.
So, for us, we didn't have a chance to do all the research, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you, since you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to work for yourself, then just prepare yourself. Don't let there be anything that hits you, that smacks you in the face.
Right.
Because you've done all of your preparation.
All your research.
All your research.
Coming from every angle, like what to expect. So I think it was great when you said in the question that you don't want to step away until you're making what you're making, like your current salary.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a great idea, because I mean you can go out there and take a pay cut, but you know, some people it forces them to grind harder, and some people they can't work under pressure like that. So, you know what I'm saying? You have to know yourself. But
Absolutely. Speaking
of scared, your last question was it scary for you guys to have to fend for yourself, so to speak, on these things? And I think that there's always a bit of, I don't know.
Uncertainty.
Uncertainty,
that's a good word.
But
there was. I don't think
there was. Yeah. Now I don't have that uncertainty. I think in the beginning, because it was new for us, there was definitely uncertainty. But I also believe that when you walk in your purpose, God will make a way for
you. Amen, sister.
And I think that that's been our biggest testimony, is that God made a way for us because we were doing what he wanted us to do. He opened the doors. He provided for us. We did not have to worry because we knew that he was going to take care of us. And that's something that we believe in our faith. You know, everybody may not be at that level, but I think you have to get to a point where you kind of can relinquish that and not hold on to the worry, you know? Like, what do you think?
No, I think that's perfectly said. Like, I mean, I think that, you know, at first it was, you know, a bit nerve-wracking because, you know, again, we didn't plan to do it. So we're like, okay, well, and we weren't doing a ton of brand deals. You know, I mean, any of you that watch now know that we've worked with, we've been blessed to be able to work with, I mean, a ton of brands.
Yes.
And,
but we weren't then.
So.
No Walmart commercials.
No Walmart commercials yet. Nothing that. So, you know, so obviously that was a little scary. It was like, okay, what, you know, but, you know, once, so we had a big learning curve.
Yes.
We had never, I mean, we had never been full-time social media influencers or YouTubers. Right. So
what does that even look
nobody
like,
could prepare us for that. Yeah. Luckily, we had met a few couples or a few people in the YouTube, you know, game that were able to give us some tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
And help
we're
us through.
We're so grateful for that.
You know, because it did help us to kind of, you know, connect some dots, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like Gabriel said, we believed that everything had worked out perfectly with leaving my previous job in Tennessee, getting the job, and at the same time that I got laid off at McGraw-Hill, something was big was coming for us when it came to the YouTube side. And like, just, I mean, God continued to line things up. And I think that's just, that's, you know, it's a part of our, yeah, it's really helped a lot. And I think that it, because we stayed true to who we were, like, you guys know that we don't do drama. We don't do crazy stuff on our channel. Like, that's just not who we are. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you do. But we just don't.
Yeah.
And we stayed true. We always showed, you know, when we had church, we've always had that a part of it. We've always talked about our faith. I think that was just very important for us. And I think that we didn't do it on, like, we weren't just like, okay, well, we're going to always talk about God. Make sure you mention God today.
No.
You know, not, we just,
no.
we were just
no, we're
being
very authentic and
just being ourselves. Yeah. Right. And God continues to open up doors. I mean, and
yeah. So bottom line, it may be a little scary at first, but you have to learn to let go of that and release it and trust that, you know, God is going to look out for you
and believe in yourself.
Absolutely. You definitely have to believe in yourself and what you're doing. And you know what I'm saying? You got to tell yourself, I got this. I know I'm going to do this.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't give up. You got to press forward. So hopefully this helped.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of questions, but I think that we tackled them.
It was, I mean, it's a great. Yeah, absolutely. I think we did. And it's I think it's a great topic, like, going into the new year, because, I mean, for us, we, you know, I've talked about what we want to try to do in 2018, you know, and I think that it's just important to know what your goals are for the new year. You know, and it's if being entrepreneur is one of them, then make 2018 the year that you either prepare fully to be one or you become one. You know what I mean? Like, so go into it with just, okay, something. I'm not going to be entrepreneur in 2018, but 2019, everything's going to be in order. I'm going to be entrepreneur. I'm work for myself.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's just important to have that mindset, you know? So
I think so. And I think also with entrepreneurship, a lot of the entrepreneurs that I've listened to or that I've talked to or, you know, I've had a relationship with, like, most of what they're doing started as a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure you're doing something that you love and that you're passionate about, not just jumping on a bandwagon because somebody else is doing it and it's working for them, because it just might not work for you.
It might not be for you.
It may not be for you. You know what I'm saying? So the trend is, so many trends out there, so many people doing everything, but everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
So just make sure that you are fully in it, whatever it is that you're trying to do. You have that passion, that drive, that you can do it without making money and be happy. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's a good way to kind of gauge, like, okay, is this even a good fit for me? Would I do this if it wasn't bringing in anything?
Yeah.
You know? So I think that that's something to think about. Not to say that you couldn't jump on a trend and make a little
If that's
money,
what you want to do, obviously.
But if you want long-lasting longevity in your entrepreneurship,
that,
like,
you enjoy,
you gotta enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. That's
yeah,
so true. And then, you know, with that, enjoy it. And then, if you truly enjoy it and you truly are down for what you're trying to do, then don't let anything get in your way.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, so obviously, you know,
people are not going to understand.
People are not going to understand. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people that are, you know, detractors trying to tell you you can't do that. Mm-hmm.
No,
go ahead.
You're going to have people who look down on you because you're not working a traditional 9-to-5. But let me tell you, there's so much more to be earned in entrepreneurship than there is working for somebody else. Trust and believe. Absolutely. And that so-called security is not really secure, because exactly. You can go into work tomorrow and they can lay you off.
Happened to me.
Then what? Like, where's sense of security that you have with your 9-to-5 because you're working for somebody else?
Absolutely.
Like,
so, yeah, I mean, so
you got to change your mindset.
You too.
And a lot of people aren't there and they won't understand it. So be ready for naysayers. Be ready for your family or your friends to not fully support you or fully understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But if you're passionate about it and that's what you want to do, like, don't quit. You got to keep pushing.
Yes. That's so true. Don't worry about nobody else. Do you. Enjoy doing you, and, you know, and just love your family, love your friends, love yourself. That's all that matters. Nobody else matters, especially people you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hopefully this was helpful.
It was helpful.
It was a little more serious than the other ones, I think, but I think that, you know, we thought it was a good topic, and, you know, and people have asked us many times about working for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
ain't no cakewalk.
Ain't no cakewalk.
You gotta work, but it's worth it.
It is.
I think it's definitely worth it. So we do have an actual, like, Ask Gabe and Babe question that goes along with this.
Yes.
Do you want to pull it up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
So let's get to the, we're going to try to answer this as quickly as possible because we
come all right, here we, this time. Here we go. It's from Allison W. Hi, Gabe and Chad. I'm an inspiring entrepreneur and would love to hear your story on being entrepreneurs as a couple. What are the ins and outs you could share? Thank you, Allison.
Hey, Allison.
What up, Allison W?
I feel like we kind of shared some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The biggest thing when working with your spouse or significant other or whatever is knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
So that you guys can find the balance. Because like Chad said earlier, if you are both focusing on, you know, one thing, it's a whole lot of other stuff that's not getting done.
Probably falling by the wayside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's obviously mm-hmm. the one I was going to say too. But other than that, if you're doing it to your spouse, no, I'm saying if you're doing it with your spouse, it came out that way. I was like, wait, hang on. That's a different conversation you're talking about. No, if you are, you know, have a business with your spouse, your significant other, then understand that there needs to be separation between work,
yes,
and relationship. Like, you know, like there has to be a separate line there, because if you start blurring the two, then, you know, you guys might not agree on something that happens, during the business, right? So you guys need to talk. You'll have to table that and talk about it. But if you bring that into your relationship, then that's...
It can cause,
you know,
some friction. I know y'all have seen Tamar and Vince now. I know y'all watched that show. It's difficult sometimes when you work with your spouse and you live together and there's never a turn off or a cut off. So I think that finding the balance in work and real life is real.
And I really believe
you have to have that.
That's so true. And I really believe if you have defined roles in the business, I think that cures 90% of those problems, because there is no expectation of Gabrielle knows that I'm not going to do a hair review video for her, because that's what she does, right?
She's not going to do
the contracts unless I ask her, because that's something that I've done, right?
Yeah.
But if we end up thinking that we're supposed to do that for each other because there's no defined roles or defined, you know, job description or whatever, then that's where conflict comes in, I think.
Yeah.
It's communication, y'all. Back to communication.
I'm saying communication is key for every part of life.
And making out.
And making out, yes. That makes it so much sweeter.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think those...
It's hard to talk if you're communicating.
The ins and outs.
While you're making out, it's hard to talk at the same time, though.
You're so funny. Leave it to him. I mean, I'm trying to think what other, like, other types of ins and outs would you have?
I think with the podcast, like what we talked about,
we probably answered a lot of your
questions.
Hopefully
we did. I think that... Yeah, hopefully this helped. I mean, honestly, we just try to give you our take on how we did it and what we think is good and, you know, what we think is bad.
Right, yeah. I mean, we can only tell you about our experience. Like, absolutely. This doesn't speak for every entrepreneur. You know, we can only tell you our story. So
absolutely.
Hopefully it's helpful and inspiring and, you know, go out there and follow your dreams.
That's right. Make 2018 your best year yet.
Yeah.
It's all you can do.
So, all right, guys, we've come to the end of the show.
Goodbye. Goodbye. It's the end of the show. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know if I like that one.
That wasn't as good.
Yeah, it's not as good.
But yeah, so look, you guys know how to follow us.
Yes.
And then also make sure you know, rate this, leave a review. We love seeing that feedback. Your response to the podcast has been amazing.
It's been so
I mean,
awesome,
we have like 400 and something reviews so on awesome. iTunes. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Thank you so much. Like, who would have thought y'all just want to hear us talk?
I know.
Like, who would have thunk it?
I know.
As Babe said.
Who would have thunk
it? Who would have thunk it?
I ain't said that in a long time.
You haven't.
Man, I'm going to start saying it again. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the conversation going. If you're an entrepreneur, share some of your tips, like, in the comments.
Yes.
If you're watching this YouTube video, tweet some of your tips with the hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast.
Yeah.
If you have any questions you want us to answer, you can tweet us using the hashtag AskGabeAndBabe.
That's right.
Or you can also email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let's just keep the conversation going, guys. And until next time.
That's right. We'll talk to you later.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.